Hey, there you are. I've been looking all over campus for you. Someone told me you might be able to find you in the library, and here you are. So, let me cut to the chase. I know you're up to something in Professor Spicelli's class. The grades for the exams are posted publicly online, and for the last two exams, you have somehow scored higher than me. I've always been top performer in all my classes, and I just don't believe someone like you could beat me once, let alone twice! I've never seen you paying attention in class, and before these past two exams, I believe you were making a B- in the class. What gives? Like, for the last exam, I studied super hard for hours, and yet you still managed to top me. So spill the beans. How are you pulling the scheme off? Do you have blackmail on the professor or something? It's not blackmail? Then what could it possibly be? Did you somehow get a hold of the professor's answer sheet? You have a secret weapon. What do you mean? Why are you pulling a pocket watch out of your backpack? Your secret weapon is hypnosis. Shut up. You're clearly yanking my chain here. Are you serious? Oh, come on, hypnosis doesn't work. It's all bullcrap. Those hypnosis shows that you see all are people just playing along being hypnotized. No one actually gets hypnotized. You wanna make a bet with me? What kind of bet? You bet that you can successfully hypnotize me? Since hypnosis isn't real, you obviously won't be able to. But what do I get after you fail to hypnotize me? You'll go back to being a B- student? Okay. I don't have anything to lose, so I agree to your bet. Is there a better place to do this than the campus library, though? Don't want anyone to see this. You and me are the only ones on this floor, and I'm the first person you've seen in 4 hours? Ugh. Fine. Let me sit down across from you, and then you can attempt to hypnotize me or whatever. So what are you going to do? Start swinging that pocket watch in front of my face? How cliche, of course you are. Now you want me to watch the pocket watch swinging back and forth? Fine, let's just get this over with. God, this is so stupid. You want me to relax? Okay, like this will never work. You know, as I watch the pocket watch swinging back and forth and back and forth, I can't help but think how ridiculous this is. But as I continue to watch it, I began to realize there's something oddly relaxing about it. It's almost as if I'm super focused on it and everything else just kind of fades away. I start to feel my body relax, my thoughts becoming less scattered. I can feel the tension in my muscles slowly dissipating. I'm feeling more relaxed than I have in a long time. I'm just gonna close my eyes for a bit. Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I will do whatever you want. When you snap your fingers, I will wake up. I will not remember being hypnotized. I will think that I won the bet. However, whenever you ask me to do something, I will verbally agree to it, and my body will do it automatically. I will know it's happening, but I won't be able to stop it. I won't be able to comment on the fact that it is happening. When you snap your fingers twice, I will fall back into a trance.
I told you stupid hypnosis wouldn't work. Can't believe you even attempted to try that on me.
I won the bet, so now I have to go back to being a B- student, and I can go back to being the top performer in the class, where I rightfully belong. I don't even care how you were making high grades on me. It doesn't matter as long as I'm making the highest grade in the class from now on. You want me to tell you a secret? Why would I ever tell him a secret? What is he going on about? Sure. I once cheated on my chemistry homework when I was in high school. What the? Why did I just say that? It was only that once, I swear. I don't want anyone to think I cheat all the time because I don't, obviously. What, do I feel the need to be the top performer in every class?
Yeah, like I'm gonna answer that.
I have a low self-esteem and I use my academic performance as a way to feel good about myself. I feel like being the top performer in the class is the only way I can gain validation and acceptance from others. What the heck? What is going on? I can't even ask him what's going on out loud. Am I hypnotized right now? There's no way the stupid hypnosis worked, right? You want me to hug you?
Sure.
This feels nice. Okay, so it looks like I was hypnotized. Crap, I'm getting the heck out of here before he makes me do anything else. Okay, I've got things to do and other places to be, so I'm just gonna go now. Nice seeing you. Bye. Oh, you want me to stay? Sure.
You've gotta be kidding me.
You want me to sit on your lap?
Like I would ever do that.
Yeah, for sure. Let me just sit down and make myself comfortable. You want me to make out with you?
Ew, gross.
Okay, let me just adjust my body so I'm facing you. And... Did you like that?
Oh, thank God. I think I hear someone coming. Maybe I can lure them in some way that something's off. I want this nightmare to end.
What in the world is going on here? The library isn't place for a makeout session. Young lady, get off the young men right now.
It's the librarian. I'm saved. Yes, gladly.
Both of you are in a lot of trouble. I'll be calling over security shortly to kick both of you out of the library and possibly get your library access permanently revoked. But for now, you'll have to listen to my sermon. The library is a sanctuary for learning and growth. It is a place where we come to expand our minds, to discover new ideas, to gain knowledge. And it's not a place for horseplay or makeout sessions. It is our responsibility to respect and protect the library so that it can continue to be a valuable resource for all of us. The library is... Did you just tell me to shut up, young man? You are in so much trouble now. I'll get you expelled from this college. I'm going to...
Yes, Master. I will sit down next to you and obey all of your commands.
You've gotta be kidding me. How many people does this creep have hypnotized on this campus? You want me to sit on your lap again? Sure thing. You want to know if I'm ticklish? Oh no, where is he going with this? I'm super ticklish. Yes, I'm extremely ticklish. Yes, I will allow the librarian to tickle me.
Yes, Master. I will now begin tickling the girl.
Oh my god. This tickles so much. I'm squirming everywhere.
Yes, Master. I'll stop tickling now.
Ugh. What else is this pervert going to make us do? Is there any way I can get out of this situation?
You want me to take all of my clothes and start dancing?
Oh, please, no!
Yes, sure thing. I'm not very good at it, but I'll give it a shot. You want me to dance more erotically? Okay, what about this? Do you like it when I slide my hands up and down my naked body? What if I start playfully gliding over my nipples? You like that?
What the heck am I even saying? This is so embarrassing.
Yes, Master. I will get naked as well.
You want me to start making out with a librarian? Okay, sounds good.
Yes, Master, we will obey all your commands. Yes, Master, I will remember none of this. And we'll get dressed and go back to doing my librarian duties. Goodbye for now.
When you snap your fingers, I will wake up from trance. I will start masturbating on the floor in front of you to the thought of you fucking me. I won't be able to stop. It will just feel too good. I won't remember being hypnotized. When you snap your fingers twice, I'll go back into trance.
What the heck is going on? Why am I naked on the floor in the library with a finger up my pussy? Wait, why does this feel so good? I've never felt this good before. And why can't I get the image of you fucking me out of my head? Oh my god, just saying it out loud makes me want to come. I don't even care, this is embarrassing. It feels amazing. This is better than I've ever felt in my life. I'm picturing you fucking me and it's turning me on so much. I don't think I've ever been this wet before. Fuck. I need you to fuck me. Please fuck me. Fuck. I'm gonna fucking come. Fuck. I'm gonna come.
Oh my god, it felt amazing. Holy fuck. Yes, Master, I will get dressed and cleaned up. I won't remember anything that happened between us today. I will only give you my phone number and I will obey all your commands you send to my phone. I won't find obeying your commands out of place. I will consider following your commands completely normal. Yes, I will leave and go back to my dorm now. I will awaken out of trance once I leave the library. Bye for now, Master.